It's election day in the East African nation of Burundi. Even during a pandemic, lines outside polling stations were long. The people of Burundi have not had a truly competitive presidential election since their 12-year civil war ended in 2005. That war left in its wake an estimated 300,000 dead. President Pierre Nkurunziza is now stepping down after 15 years in power. His legacy? Multiple accusations of human rights abuses. Kedi Nivyabandi is a Burundian poet and human rights activist. She's currently living in exile in Ottawa in Canada. Kedi, thanks for being with us. Pandemic aside, what does this moment, this election day, mean for you?
I would say it's a difficult day for me, Marco, because every election is an opportunity for a country to restart. But also knowing how much the electoral process has been flawed from the very beginning, I know that you cannot have a free and fair election without a free and fair process. And, we're seeing today, for instance, social media was blocked. Internet access has been limited and blocked. There are so many mechanisms put in place to further silence and make sure that these elections are happening without any observation, and every mechanism has been put in place to ensure that the results favor the ruling party.
And in the foreground of this election is a deadly pandemic. Burundi only has a few dozen reported cases of COVID-19, I see, but it's a country of 11 million and has carried out only about 600 tests. With these long lines, it doesn't seem people are worried about going to the polls during a pandemic. Are you worried for them?
Of course I am. Of course I am, particularly because no measure has been put in place to sort of curb the pandemic. The regime has had an attitude of complete denial towards the pandemic, going to the extent that they have actually expelled the WHO representative in Bujumbura precisely because he was calling for precautionary measures during the elections. So I am concerned, of course, for the safety of Burundians, and I think many Burundians are concerned. However, they still see this as such a powerful opportunity to change. We have heard reports from people on the ground saying that, yes, they know they are at risk, but they still want to make sure that their voices are heard through the vote.
Kedi, you were forced into exile following the 2015 elections after leading protests against the president. So as you look ahead, what do you think these elections can bring to Burundi? What are your hopes?
My hope is that there would be a change, of course, of leadership to put a stop to the violence that has been ongoing for the past 5 years. But my hope really doesn't lie in the two main political candidates. I think my hope lies in the people of Burundi and their resilience, people who have managed to remain peaceful despite daily assaults. I'm particularly thinking of the women who have kept this country together and who have kept responding to the ravages that the regime has caused. The wreckage and the damage has been deep, profound. I think it will take long, long years to recover from. It's not a one-day affair.
Kedi, you've clearly got a huge stake in the future of Burundi. Are you able to vote? Does Burundi have absentee ballot voting?
You are able to vote. However, I would not be safe even to go to the Burundian embassy here. I am, of course, known for my role against the current regime. And in fact, I've had messages from even embassy officials saying that I'm lucky to be right here in Canada, in a country where wow, human rights are protected. So I would not bother to show up at the embassy, as I know that my vote will definitely be rigged. But my hope for Burundi is as alive as it ever was. And I believe that another form of governance, justice, equity, and dignity for all Burundians is in the future, for sure.
Kedi Nivyabandi is a Burundian poet and human rights activist. It's great to speak with you again. Thanks very much for your thoughts.
Thank you, Marco. Thank you very much.